ladies and gentlemen, Easy Aces.
Are going to stand trial this week in a $10,000 lawsuit brought against them by Mr. Ness. Accidentally, Jane met Mr. Ness' young lawyer last week and wound up lending the young man Mr. Ace's dark coat and striped trousers, as this is his first case and he wants to make the right kind of impression. Ace knows nothing of that. This episode is in the Ace's bungalow after the first day in court. We find Jane studying some typewritten papers with Ace and their friend Marge sitting by. Listen.
I know I've seen that letter of Ness somewhere.
Yes?
Yes, I'm sure of it. That's what bothered me more in court today than the preliminaries of getting a trial started.
Well, I just say you haven't got your mind on your business. I was there only as a spectator, and I couldn't think of anything but the actual trial. I suppose they didn't have a jury.
Well, I don't care either way. I understand they can't have one or they don't have to have one. I'm not bothering myself with those details. Where was it I saw that guy? Everything about him is so familiar.
Mr. Johnson, you mean?
Yes, I couldn't take my eyes off of him. You ever get that feeling about...
Oh, yes, somebody? Everybody does. It'll probably come to you. And, that's not important. Why don't you worry
about... What do you mean you're afraid?
What?
I heard you. Are you kidding me? I tell you, I know this man from somewhere.
Oh, all right, so what?
Well, nothing. It bothers me. I've seen the man. I know it. There's the most familiar something about him. I should know him. I know.
Why should you? He's a lawyer suing you for $10,000 and doing a pretty good job of it. If I'm a judge of the first day in court, of course I'm not. But it did seem to me that your lawyer and Mr. Kelly was fast asleep all through the proceedings. Is that customary?
Oh, he said he was up all night working on the case.
So he had to take time out to sleep as soon as the trial started.
Oh, don't tell me about it. I had it out with him.
Yes, what'd he say?
And he wanted to know if he missed anything. Yes, that's all he asked me. I accused him of falling asleep and staying asleep all afternoon, and all he said was, did I miss anything?
Well, I just can't see that at all. You better change lawyers.
Change lawyers? Don't you think I'd like to? Don't you think I would if I thought it wouldn't make the judge feel that I thought there was a chance of my losing the case?
Oh, who cares what the judge feels? If I had a lawyer who fell asleep while I was...
Well, you're not being sued, and please...
Oh, please, dear.
What?
How can I say these questions and answers if you're going to sit there and holler?
Yes, that's right. The burden of this trial rests on James.
I'll save the world, and I wish you'd let me study. If you think it's easy to learn all these
dialogues. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jane.
You'll be quiet. How are you doing there, Jane?
Oh, pretty good. I know the first case, I think.
You think? That's not good enough. Mr. Kelly had those questions typed that he's going to ask you when you're on the stand, and he expects you to know them all perfectly well.
Well, I know them pretty good. I know the first case pretty good. The second case is harder.
Maybe we ought to go somewhere and let you study by yourself, Jane.
No, just so you don't make too much noise. Maybe you won't get past the first case tomorrow. Oh, dear, do you think I have to know all of them by tomorrow?
You certainly do. How long do you think this trial is going to drag out?
Well, it has to last at least until I wear all my hats.
All your hair. Oh, stop laughing at her. Jane, will you get your mind off of clothes?
Oh, I suppose you weren't proud of me the way I looked in court today.
Yes, I was very proud of you and me both being sued for $10,000.
Oh, you knew the new tie and you look all right. But I mean me especially. I suppose you didn't notice those women looking at my off-the-face hat.
What women? What are you talking?
The women in the audience.
Audience, that's what this thing is to you, a personal appearance. Do you realize that this man there hopes to get the $10,000 we made in that real estate deal away from us?
Yes, sir.
But that's nothing. He's going to get it away from us if he don't get busy on that list of questions and answers and memorize every one of them so that Mr. Kelly can win this case for us. He's expecting you to be the star witness.
Well, that's just it. I want to look like the star.
Still making a personal appearance out of it. Isn't that awful?
What a wasting time is. Gotta go on studying. Go ahead, Jane. We won't bother you.
Oh, I wish you wouldn't. I even forgot where I left off. I guess I better start all over again. I'll start with the first page.
We won't bother you, Jane. Sit down there, Ethan. Let us study.
Oh, I'll do anything. But only keep in mind on the trial.
I'm going to start all over. Marge, do you want to see how much I know?
Once you've married?
That won't take long. Go ahead, Marge.
No, it won't take long. Come on, Marge. You have this paper, and I'll try to see if I know him.
Oh, all right.
See, it starts right at the top.
How strange. Yes, I do. Let's see how many we can reel right off. How long have you known Mr. Ness?
Yes, that's the first one. That's where it starts. And the second one is, tell the court how you came to meet Mr. Ness.
Let's start from the beginning. How long have you known Mr. Ness?
All right. How long have you known Mr. Ness? Tell the court how you came to meet Mr. Ness. Did he come to your home on your invitation? Hey, Jane, you're passing up all the answers. Say, pardon?
Just a minute here. Jane.
What?
I'm afraid to ask this question. Did you say you had memorized this first page?
Yes, I'm saying now.
You memorized the questions?
Yes.
But not the...
What? Jane, don't tell me you've been memorizing the questions instead of the answers. Instead of the... What are you talking about? Mr. Kelly told me that...
Oh, Jane, Mr. Kelly's going to ask you these questions. He wants you to learn the answers.
How can you be so... He said, here are some questions and answers. He told me to learn them. He didn't say which I could learn. I picked the questions because they're shorter.
Because they're shorter?
Yes, why did I always take the hardest part? I have been away something right around
here. Oh, but Jane, common sense ought to tell you that you have to know the answers.
Oh, gee.
Bang. Now go study those answers and have them read it perfect.
Oh, all right. People will only say what they think.
Please, Jane, don't tempt me.
Now, let her alone. Go on, Jane, study. We'll be quiet.
Now, hush, eh? Oh, I just got that remark you made before.
What?
It won't take long.
It won't take long?
Yes, I said to Mark, see how much I know, and you said it won't take long.
Oh,
all right. Oh, better late than never. Now go ahead.
Oh, what now? That's more trouble, I know.
Oh, I'll never learn, Lee.
You go ahead. I'll answer the door.
People keep coming in when I'm trying to learn.
You better go to your room, Jane.
And I don't know who it is, I should say not.
Wait, wait,
no, no.
What? Hey, buddy.
I learned the wrong one.
What?
Well, why didn't you say you wanted me to learn the answer?
What does she mean? Well, you won't believe it, but I'm not going to bring witnesses to prove it, but she was memorizing the questions instead of the answers.
She was memorizing?
Yes, I told you, you wouldn't believe it.
But, Mrs.
Well, how could you give a person three cases and not say which to learn?
But I never dreamed that you
would... did in court today.
Oh, Mark, let's stop this heckling and get down to the case. You say you've got something now that...
Yes. Now, it's true what Miss Hill said. I was asleep in class today, but not asleep on the job. Nearly resting after an all-night session with Mr. Ness Pat.
Mr. Ness Pat?
Don't tell me that old doctor has a past.
He certainly has, and his past not so far back either. In fact, I found out there's a woman in Mr. Ness's life, and he doesn't want it to be made public.
But what of it? What's a woman in Mr. Ness's life got to do with this real estate deal?
Nothing.
Well, what good is it? Why come over here?
You're not going to use it in court, are you?
Well, no. I don't think we'll have to.
Then why?
Well, it's an insinuate that we know about it. And I figured that rather than take a chance that it will come up in court, Mr. Ness will drop the whole thing.
Drop the whole... What are you talking about, Mr. Kelly? How can we bring a thing up like that in court? It has nothing to do with the case.
Exactly. And we won't bring it up directly. Just enough to make old man Ness think that he's got something up our sleeve that has to do with this woman in the case.
Will you please explain all that? I don't.
I will. I do have to do it. After I'd asked you today several questions, I suddenly say, did Mr. Ness ever make love to you?
You will not. I object to that.
Fine. That's what I want his lawyer to say. And he will say it. You say I object. It's a natural thing for him to say.
Yes, and a judge will sustain his objection.
Naturally. And I'll apologize. That how I'll apologize.
How?
I say I'm sorry. I shouldn't have asked that question. That's where the women in Mr. Ness's life had nothing to do with his case. That's all I'll say.
That's all?
Yes. That will make the old bird squirm. I'll even throw him a known death. You know, property,
What are you talking about? What's that got to do?
I don't mean to leave it to me. I don't want to go into details, but I've got enough of an old man left from this woman, I think, to make him very happy to drop this whole case. Now, Mr. Wilson,
Why?
That's the first thing, a preliminary question. I'm going to ask you suddenly, did Mr. Neff ever make love to you?
Why, Mrs. Kelly. Well, take it easy, Jane. You won't have to answer.
Well, you'd have to say, Mrs. Ace, is, well...
Well, what?
That's it. That's all you have to answer. And his way of saying that, I just report the same to the Christian, and I apologize. But not without he being so old man there, because he's got the goods on him.
Oh, I don't like that.
You don't
like
it? No. I think that the way to win this case in the rest.
You don't have to think up ways. It's a clear-cut case. We never try to beat Neff out of anything. Jane didn't know that.
I believe you. I honestly do. But what does he believe that? And it'd be too hard to prove it the way it actually happened.
So you go by way of alcohol to bring up something that has nothing at all to do with the case.
I've been a lawyer for a good many years, Mr.
Well.
And I know you in a nature. I'm sure I know old man Neff. Now, will you leave this to me?
Well, there's nothing you can do, Ace. You better let him handle it his way.
I know there's nothing I can do.
You seem to be sure you can win it this way.
I'm positive. Now, Mr.
What?
Now, let me have that first thing.
Here.
I'm going to write in this very important question right here. After the first question, it'll be this. I'll say to you, did Mr. Neff ever make love to you? There we are. Your reply is, well, that's as far as you have to go. Here we are.
Well, let me see. Did Mr. Neff ever make love to you? And I say, well.
No, no. I say, well.
Like that?
That's it. I'm sure that the minute Mr. Neff hears my apology, he'll be sending his lawyer out to set his whole thing.
Well, Mr. Kelly seems to have the whole case under control. We learn just how this little bit of testimony takes when we next meet the Easy Aces in court.